The word of God speak. Pour down like rain, washing our eyes to see your majesty. Help us to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let us stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. When you hear the word vision, what comes to your mind? Perhaps you think about the ability to see. Maybe having an experience where God reveals something to someone. Or perhaps the word vision suggests that God is uncovering the moral and or spiritual shortcomings of a people to help them repent, return to a proper relationship with God. Generally, when we are thinking about vision from the church's perspective, we are thinking about things we need to do or things we can do for the strengthening and upbuilding of God's kingdom here on earth. Some churches place a vision statement in their Sunday bulletin. Here's one of those vision statements. It is the common vision of this church to communicate the word of God through Jesus Christ, open the doors of fellowship, celebrate Christ through worship, education, and music, and develop ministries to become an integral part of the community. These are the actions they have accepted as their responsibility to carry out and to seek to spread the good news of Christ to the world through their community. These are the gifts they believe they possess and are willing to share to benefit the spread of God's kingdom and to be a blessing to their community. On the front of your bulletin, it says that you are making God's presence real by sharing Christ's life-changing love. This is your mission, and your mission gives you a vision for the future of this church. It's important to have a vision. This kind of vision requires looking and seeing what you have and what you have to share. Visions are designed to move us beyond the walls of our churches, to move us out into the world. That is why I do my Crossroads Ministry bicycle ride every Good Friday. Because my belief and my motto is the real work of the church happens beyond its walls. It's important to have a vision. The vision requires this looking and this seeing, designed to move us beyond the walls of our church, to move us out into the world. Vision is what allows us to go in peace, to love and serve the Lord. Vision is in essence our marching orders. Now, I am not a military person, but I imagine when a soldier gets their marching orders, even if they don't know all of the details, they expect that they are being sent to accomplish something, to complete a task. And I imagine that is what Paul is expecting after having his vision. But there is more to Paul's vision than completing a task. A lesson from Acts reminds us as Paul begins with receiving a vision that suggested to him. Our lesson from Acts begins with Paul receiving a vision that suggested to him, and although there's some debate about it, suggested to Luke as well, the need to immediately travel to Macedonia to proclaim the good news to them. The man pleading, come over to Macedonia to help us. And Luke, the writer of Acts, using the word immediately, suggests that there is a sense of urgency. It is as if Macedonia is in some kind of trouble and they need Paul's help to correct the problem. But there is more to Paul's mission than completing a task or fixing a problem. Upon Paul's arriving in Philippi, a city in Macedonia, you'd expect to learn about some great conflict that Paul is there to resolve, or to learn about some great theological disagreement that is going on in the city. But instead, we hear nothing about calamity or conflict. That's because Paul's vision is about more than completing a task or fixing a problem. Instead of running and putting out some cultural or theological fire, Paul, the text tells us, remained in the city for some days, chilling out, it really seems. Then on the Sabbath, Paul goes looking for a place to pray. As he gets to the river, he sits down with a group of women who are already gathered. Surely they have a problem that Paul can fix. Among those gathered is Lydia, a worshiper of God. And not only is Lydia a woman and a worshiper, she is a dealer in purple cloth, which means she is a businesswoman. Not only is she a businesswoman, she is more than likely an independent businesswoman who heads her household. As Paul speaks to her, she hears the good news and believes. And both she and her entire household are baptized. But there is more to Paul's vision than even completing this task. After Lydia and her household were baptized, she insisted that Paul remain in her home. Lydia's home became something of a base for Paul and his companions while continuing their work in Philippi. Her home became a base for the spread of God's kingdom. Paul responded to his vision to help and wound up being helped as well. Almost 40 years ago, I went to Costa Rica with Canterbury. We went to Costa Rica to help in the growth and development of the college ministry there. But there was more to our trip, more to the vision of Canterbury than just completing that task. It turns out that the students in Costa Rica didn't need our help. And instead of helping them along in their journey, they actually blessed us from the United States as we witnessed their strong and steady faith in Christ. They testified to us, and we were blessed and made the better. Having a vision is a good thing. Having a vision is important. Desiring to be a blessing is a wonderful thing. But there is more to a vision than completing the task. When we allow God's vision to move us, to send us out to do the work that God has called and created us to do. Then we put ourselves in position to be blessed as well. But the blessing comes when we go. Although my trip to Costa Rica was intended to provide the students with help, I returned home, helped, blessed, and changed. While I was there, I saw people living out their faith in ways I'd never seen here in our country. And it gave me a boldness to live out my own faith. I was totally surprised to see statues of Jesus everywhere, not just in the churches and in the Christian bookstores, but in the coffee shops, in the grocery stores, in the bakeries. Everywhere I went, I saw people proclaiming their faith in Christ. No one was reluctant to express their faith for fear of offending someone else. God bless you. That experience affected me and my walk with Christ. That experience where I went to help and to be a blessing to others, it became a life-changing experience and blessing for me. There is more to a vision than completing a task. There's a blessing waiting for us as well. And how do we get this blessing, you might ask? The blessing comes when we go. Amen.